fantastic initiative. And joining us right now to tell us about Youth Frontiers is Ashley Pengelly. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, Ashley, tell us a little about Youth Frontiers.
So Youth Frontiers is run by Save the Children Australia. So Youth Frontiers, it's its second year here in Wagga. We also run in Broken Hill, Dubbo and Sydney. Practically, it's a 20-week mentoring session that goes over a six-month period with a community project attached as well. And yeah, we're calling out for community volunteer mentors.
So what exactly would the mentors be doing?
So we do a range of group activities, one-on-one mentoring and excursions out to community. So pretty much they come in, do a group activity, a bit of an icebreaker, and then they sit down with a young person and begin the mentoring. So just a really casual chat, maybe some goal setting, and yeah, working on some skills.
And how old, because your mentors, you're looking for 18 plus, how old will the people you'll be mentoring be? Is that right? A range?
Yep. So our mentees are aged between 12 and 16, and we've currently got a couple schools on board who'll be referring those young people, which is amazing.
It is brilliant, because yeah, I know when I was at that age, so many kids, you go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And you need someone who goes, hey, life isn't that hard.
Yeah.
Here, you can do this. So this is perfect.
Yeah, exactly right. And someone who's not your parents either, I think, is really important for this type of thing. Because sometimes you're getting berated by them. Got to do this, got to do this, got to be there, got to do that.
Well, you just don't want to tell them things.
Yeah, exactly right. And they don't want to listen either. Now, what's the process, though, of becoming a mentor?
Yeah, so becoming a Youth Frontiers volunteer is really simple. So there's an online application form that they're able to get through emailing myself or through the Youth Frontiers Murrumbidgee Facebook. And then we have a face-to-face interview, which is really a casual chat for me to get an understanding of what they're hoping to achieve as a mentor. And then they also have to do a Working with Children's check and a New South Wales Police check, which we cover the costs of.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And then some training. So they do a pretty comprehensive training package with myself, which is interesting.
It's not complicated. It's definitely easy to sign up to and then to go through that process. It's nothing too stressful. And also, you guys, paying for it. That's sensational.
Just trying to take away as many of those hurdles as possible.
Yeah. And you're looking for people who are 18 plus. So 18-year-olds, I know, don't have that much cash flow coming in. So that definitely helps them.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you think the mentors last year found the whole actual Frontiers?
Yeah. Well, from the feedback that I got, so we did a survey and some debriefing. They seemed to really get a lot out of it. So obviously there's the feel good, which everyone loves, but the lifelong connection that they start to create with these young people, it has some really big implications, which is awesome.
Well, if you want to get involved, where to go for any more information?
So go to Youth Frontiers Murrumbidgee Facebook page, or they can call and email myself, Ashley Pengelly, Save Children.
Yeah, we'll put a link up as well. Yes. I reckon that'll be easy for people to get to at our Facebook page.
It's Youth Frontiers, the New South Wales Government Youth Mentoring Program. You can get involved 18 years and older. Is there a cap on how old a mentor could be?
No, as long as you're open-minded, non-judgmental, happy to talk to young people, we want you.
Yeah, sign me up. It's going to be great. Ashley Pengelly from Youth Frontiers, thank you so much.
Thank you.